Have you ever gazed at the night sky and wondered where it all came from? You're not alone. This fundamental question has captivated humanity since our earliest ancestors painted cave walls and crafted elaborate burial rituals. Physicist Guido Tonelli's Genesis takes us on an extraordinary journey through the birth and evolution of our universe, revealing a scientific origin story more astonishing than any ancient myth. This isn't just another dry cosmology text, it's a passionate exploration that has earned praise from figures ranging from Neil deGrasse Tyson to Pope Francis, who called it a bridge between faith and science. Since its publication, Genesis has become required reading in physics programs worldwide and sparked renewed public interest in cosmology. With his unique background as both a key discoverer of the Higgs boson at CERN and a gifted storyteller, Tonelli transforms complex physics into an accessible cosmic adventure that connects our everyday existence to the grand narrative of creation. For 40,000 years, humans have created stories to explain our origins, weaving narratives that reflect their cultural contexts and understanding of the world. From the Kumba people's creation myth of Mimbombo, who vomited out the sun, moon, and stars in a fit of stomach pain, to the Fulani's tale of Dundari transforming a drop of milk into the universe, these creation myths share striking common patterns. Chaos or formlessness transformed into order through supernatural intervention. These narratives weren't mere entertainment, but served as sophisticated social tools, establishing natural and social order, protecting communities through rules and taboos, and providing frameworks for understanding life's greatest mysteries. As civilizations developed, these mythological explanations evolved through various stages, from organized religion to philosophical inquiry, artistic expression, and eventually scientific investigation. The scientific revolution, marked decisively by Galileo's groundbreaking celestial observations in 1610, fundamentally transformed our approach to knowledge acquisition. When Galileo published his findings in Sidereus Nuncius, revealing that the moon's surface was marked with mountains and craters, that Jupiter possessed its own satellites, and that the Milky Way contained countless previously unseen stars, he initiated a conceptual revolution that would reshape human understanding. Galilean science established a new paradigm, truth through systematic observation rather than appeals to authority, welcoming the falsification of predictions and embracing continuous self-correction through empirical evidence. This scientific approach has produced increasingly sophisticated worldviews, but demands increasingly complex instruments and specialized language. Modern physics requires years of dedicated study in abstract subjects like group theory, quantum mechanics, and field theory. However, the barrier of specialized scientific language can be surmounted by using carefully chosen analogies and everyday language to explain fundamental concepts, making science's grand vision accessible to the general public. Understanding our universe's origins requires a challenging mental journey into environments so extreme that our usual conceptual categories prove inadequate. We must attempt to describe phenomena that exist beyond ordinary human experience and visualization, pushing against the limitations of minds that evolved primarily for earthbound survival. Modern cosmology has become a collective scientific adventure, with theories serving as maps and thousands of passionate researchers working collaboratively with sophisticated equipment, from particle accelerators to space telescopes containing millions of precision components. Two independent but complementary paths lead toward understanding the universe's birth. Particle physics explores the infinitesimally small, recreating the universe's original high-temperature conditions in powerful accelerators like CERN's Large Hadron Collider, which smashes particles together at nearly the speed of light. The second path employs super telescopes and space observatories to study the vastness of space, observing distant galaxies as they appeared billions of years ago, and analyzing the cosmic microwave background radiation, the afterglow of the Big Bang itself. Remarkably, these completely different investigative approaches converge toward the same origin story, providing multiple lines of evidence for our current understanding of cosmic evolution. In the beginning was the void, not true emptiness, but a dynamic system filled with virtual particles appearing and vanishing in frenzied rhythm, with energy fields fluctuating around zero. From these fluctuations, our material universe emerged, still essentially void, but transformed through marvelous metamorphosis. Our conception of the universe has evolved dramatically. For millennia, scientists clung to the idea of an eternal, immutable cosmos. Even Einstein initially resisted change, introducing his cosmological constant to maintain universal stability. The breakthrough came from Georges Lemaître, a priest scientist who in 1927 proposed an expanding universe, meeting Einstein's dismissal, "Your calculations are correct, but your physics is abominable." Hubble's measurements of galactic redshifts, building on Henrietta Leavitt's pioneering work with Cepheid variables as standard candles, confirmed Lemaître's theory. These observations revealed our insignificance, just one galaxy among billions in an expanding universe with both beginning and end. Lemaître first conceptualized the universe's birth from a primeval atom 10 to 20 billion years ago. The theory faced fierce resistance, particularly from scientists like Fred Hoyle, who ironically coined the term Big Bang to mock it. The definitive validation came in 1964, when Arno Penzias and Robert Wilson accidentally discovered cosmic microwave background radiation, the fossil waves predicted by the theory, confirming that everything began 13.8 billion years ago. The most astonishing discovery is that our universe appears to be a zero-energy system. The positive energy from all matter and radiation is perfectly balanced by the negative potential energy of the gravitational field. This suggests the universe emerged from a void and remains essentially a void that has undergone metamorphosis. What physicist Alan Guth calls the most appealing example of a free meal furnished by the quantum vacuum. The scientific understanding of the void aligns with Hesiod's Theogony, which states chaos was first of all, not as disorder, but in its original meaning, a bottomless abyss containing everything. The primordial void is perfectly regulated and symmetrical, with every particle matched by its antiparticle in a choreographed dance. Yet somehow, this perfect mechanism breaks when a tiny quantum fluctuation inflates disproportionately, setting in motion the dance that will become our universe. Everything happens in an instant. A microscopic structure bubbling in quantum foam suddenly begins to inflate uncontrollably. In just 10 to the minus 35 seconds, this insignificant bubble transforms, dragged by an unstoppable breath that affects the surrounding void. Then, just as suddenly, it calms, continuing to expand at a greatly reduced rate. Our universe is born, containing everything needed for 13.8 billion years of evolution, all within 10 to the minus 32 seconds. Alan Guth proposed this revolutionary inflation theory in 1979, addressing problems with the traditional Big Bang theory, particularly the unexplained original singularity and the universe's puzzling homogeneity. The traditional gravitational attraction couldn't explain the expansion. An anti-gravity force was needed. While ordinary matter produces negative energy and positive pressure that compresses, this new substance created positive energy and negative pressure that expanded outward. Guth's mechanism creates exponential growth. As the bubble expands while the field remains trapped in its false vacuum state, it maintains constant energy density but increasing total energy, creating even greater expansive force. The tiny primordial object, billions of times smaller than a proton, explodes in growth to become macroscopic, reaching football size and containing all the matter and energy of our future universe. This expansion exceeds light speed, which is permissible since space itself is expanding rather than objects moving through space. Inflation theory offers the most convincing explanation for the universe's extreme homogeneity at cosmic scales. Despite local variations like stars and galaxies, studies mapping 200,000 galaxies show remarkably similar structures across 100 million light years. Temperature distribution is even more uniform. Cosmic background radiation measures precisely 2.72548 degrees above absolute zero everywhere, with variation less than one part in 100,000. This uniformity poses a puzzle. How did regions separated by billions of light years achieve identical temperatures when light couldn't travel between them fast enough? Inflation resolves this by explaining that before inflation, the entire universe was a tiny bubble where all parts could exchange information. The inflationary expansion propagated this homogeneity cosmically, while also magnifying quantum fluctuations that would later seed galaxy formation. Despite inflation theory's success, a small group of critics remain skeptical, a healthy aspect of scientific inquiry. The theory's main weakness is that no one has yet found the inflaton, the particle associated with the scalar field that drove inflation. The definitive answer awaits more precise measurements of cosmic microwave background radiation and the potential detection of fossil gravitational waves. As the universe exits inflation, it contains all needed matter and energy, but appears as formless gas minute, indistinguishable particles without mass flying at light speed. This perfect, symmetrical object expands rapidly but maintains complete uniformity. Without disruption to this harmony, nothing could develop. It would remain sterile and featureless. But 10 to the 11th seconds after the Big Bang, when the universe spans a billion kilometers, a crucial transformation occurs. As temperature drops below a critical threshold, Higgs bosons begin to crystallize and hide in the void. The Higgs field acquires a specific value that transforms the void's properties. Particles crossing it interact differently, with some slowing to acquire mass while others remain unaffected. This delicate touch fractures perfect symmetry, separating weak interaction from electromagnetic force. Some particles become unstably heavy and disappear, while others acquire just enough mass to enable matter's organization. Like Plato's demiurge, the Higgs field creates multiplicity from uniformity, forever changing the universe's trajectory. The relationship between symmetries and conserved quantities became the foundation for the standard model of elementary particles, which describes all matter using 12 particles, 6 quarks and 6 leptons, organized in 3 families plus force-carrying particles. This elegant framework explains all known forms of matter. The Higgs field provided the mechanism for symmetry breaking, explaining how the electromagnetic and weak forces, originally unified, became so different. This field gives mass to W and Z bosons while leaving photons massless, and determines the varying masses of leptons and quarks based on their interaction strength with the field. This elegant solution, proposed in 1964 by Robert Brout, François Englert, and Peter Higgs, explained how the void itself could break electroweak symmetry by not being truly empty. The hunt for the Higgs boson took nearly 50 years, making it physics' most elusive particle. The breakthrough came with CERN's Large Hadron Collider, LHC, a 27-kilometer circumference machine capable of generating 13 TeV of energy. The discovery required 2 independent experimental groups, ATLAS and CMS, each comprising thousands of scientists using different technologies. Both groups reached the finish line simultaneously, announcing in 2012 the discovery of a particle with 125 GeV mass that matched the predictions made by the boys of 64. The universe has just experienced the traumatic separation of the weak force from its electromagnetic counterpart through the Higgs mechanism. As cooling begins, the lightest quarks will soon freeze into remarkably stable bound states, the first protons, so perfectly designed they're virtually immortal compared to other particles. Just a microsecond after the Big Bang, at temperatures exceeding 10,000 billion degrees, the universe bubbles with a strange plasma of quarks and gluons. This primordial soup behaves as a perfect liquid with virtually no viscosity, an ideal superfluid that flows effortlessly through any empty space. Scientists have recreated this state in laboratory conditions using heavy ion collisions. The proton emerges as the archetype of stability, an ideal three-part design built to last. Two up quarks, each plus two-thirds charge, and one down quark, minus one-third charge, create a system with plus one charge, bound by the strong force carried by gluons. Despite its light components, the proton has considerable mass, almost 1 GeV, dominated by the binding energy field holding it together. Experiments like Super Kamiokande in Japan have established the proton's lifetime exceeds 10 to the 34 years, essentially eternal compared to the universe's 10-10-year age. Hence the phrase, protons are forever. This extraordinary stability explains why protons constitute the principal component of ordinary matter in the universe. The neutron emerges as the proton's neutral counterpart. However, this slight neutrality-induced mass difference, 0.14% heavier than protons, proves crucial. Unlike the immortal proton, free neutrons are unstable, decaying into protons, electrons, and neutrinos after minutes unless protected within atomic nuclei. At the universe's 1 minute mark, with 7 protons for every neutron, conditions finally allow nuclear formation. This nucleosynthesis window lasts merely 3 minutes before the universe cools too much for nuclear reactions. During this brief period, all free neutrons become incorporated into helium nuclei, comprising about 24% of total mass, while the remaining protons stay single as hydrogen. The abundance of helium serves as crucial evidence for the Big Bang theory, as stellar production alone couldn't account for observed quantities. Had the proton-neutron mass difference been slightly greater, the universe would have produced too much helium and too little hydrogen to fuel stars, leaving the cosmos in eternal darkness without the conditions for rocky planets or life. For hundreds of thousands of years after nucleosynthesis, the universe exists as an opaque fog, a hellish world filled with elementary particles and nuclei immersed in a sea of photons and electrons with dark matter lurking mysteriously throughout. No structure, no hierarchy, no organization exists in this plasma where not a single ray of light penetrates. The universe's temperature remains too high for electromagnetic bonds to form between protons and electrons. Photons remain trapped in an endless cycle of absorption and emission, unable to travel freely through the dense electron fog. After 380,000 years of darkness, the universe finally transforms as radiation separates from matter. The photon's density thins until interactions with electrons and protons become increasingly rare, breaking thermal equilibrium. As temperature falls, electrons can finally bond stably with protons, forming the first atoms, primarily hydrogen and helium. This separation marks the beginning of matter's dominance. Freed from constant photon interactions, neutral atoms achieve stability and interact less with radiation. Meanwhile, photons, finally liberated, travel freely through space. The universe becomes transparent, filled with a reddish glow beyond human visible spectrum. These primordial photons, now cooled from 3,000 to less than 3 degrees, still surround us in all directions as cosmic microwave background radiation, carrying imprints from their last contact with matter. Its extremely uniform temperature, 2.72 degrees above absolute zero, confirms the universe behaves like a perfectly isolated blackbody. However, microscopic temperature variations reveal the quantum fluctuations from the universe's earliest moments, magnified by inflation to galactic proportions. Around 200 million years after the Big Bang, the first stars ignite. These megastars were truly gargantuan, between 100-200 times larger than our Sun. these primordial giants had relatively brief lives of no more than a million years. When they exhausted their fuel, they exploded, scattering newly forged elements like carbon, oxygen, and nitrogen throughout space. The nuclear processes within megastars create increasingly heavy elements that accumulate in their innermost layers, held captive by gravity. When these massive stars die, they shatter in immense explosions, hurling their enriched material into space. From this stellar dust, rich with heavy elements and metals, new stars and planets like our Sun and Earth eventually form. As the sixth cosmic day dawns, the universe gleams with countless massive stars that reproduce through successive generations. Gravity works relentlessly on matter, accumulating around dark matter clumps, creating potential wells that attract stars, gas, and dust. Though everything appears to hurtle toward this invisible darkness, conservation of angular momentum prevents direct collapse. Instead, matter rotates around dense central nuclei, forming vortices similar to hurricanes, the birth of galaxies. Our galaxy's name, the Milky Way, derives from Greek mythology, where Zeus placed his illegitimate son Heracles at the breast of his sleeping wife Hera to grant him immortality. When Hera awoke and pushed away the voraciously suckling infant, her spilled milk formed stars in the sky and lilies on Earth. The Milky Way is a barred spiral galaxy containing over 200 billion stars organized in bright arms where new stars concentrate, all revolving around a dense center. Unlike our solar system, everything in the galaxy orbits the center at roughly the same speed, about 200 kilometers per second or 700,000 kilometers per hour. What we see is the Milky Way, a flat disk 100,000 light-years in diameter and 2,000 light-years thick, represents only a fraction of our galaxy's true extent. This visible matter floats within an immense spherical halo of dark matter, estimated at 1 million light-years in diameter, contributing about 90% of the galaxy's total mass. At our galaxy's core lurks Sagittarius A star, a supermassive black hole with 4 million solar masses. Nearly every large galaxy harbors such a supermassive black hole, suggesting these monsters are essential to creating stable galactic structures that endure billions of years. Quasars, quasi-stellar objects, first discovered in the 1950s, emit light 1,000 times more powerful than entire galaxies. These turned out to be active galactic nuclei, where supermassive black holes surrounded by dense matter create feeding frenzies. The resulting accretion disks heat to millions of degrees, generating enormous magnetic fields and polar jets of particles extending thousands of light years. In the Orion arm, a portion of a molecular cloud begins to collapse, forming a flat disk with increasing density at its center. This concentration eventually triggers thermonuclear reactions, birthing our Sun, a dwarf star with the perfect size to shine steadily for 10 billion years. As our Sun began shining, matter in the surrounding nebula aggregated differently by distance. The outer orbits quickly formed gas giants, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, within about 100,000 years. The inner rocky planets took tens of millions of years longer to form, as solar radiation pushed lighter elements outward while heavier dust grains collided to form planetesimals. Earth's collision with Theia, a Mars-sized planetoid, initially devastated our young planet, but ultimately created our moon, a satellite whose size and proximity stabilizes Earth's axis of rotation within just 1 degree of variation. Without this stabilization, Earth would experience chaotic climate shifts like our neighboring planets. Jupiter, the failed star with 300 times Earth's mass, serves as another stroke of cosmic fortune. This gas giant prevented the formation of a planet in the asteroid belt, leaving more material for Earth's formation. Jupiter and Saturn also act as protective sentinels, diverting dangerous asteroids and comets away from the inner planets. Earth's secret lies in its layered structure, a solid core surrounded by molten metal and liquid rock, topped by a thin crust floating on this sea of magma. radioactive decay maintains the core's heat over billions of years, while convective cells push the great rocky plates of the crust, creating mountains and valleys through their collisions. Earth's rotating iron core generated a magnetic field that shields the planet from destructive cosmic radiation. This protection, combined with abundant carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, phosphorus, and sulfur, created the conditions for life. By 3.5 billion years ago, cyanobacteria emerged, performing photosynthesis that gradually transformed Earth's atmosphere by releasing oxygen. Deep within caves, Neanderthals created elaborate stone circles hundreds of meters from entrances, requiring immense effort to transport heavy materials through dark passages. Any doubts about Neanderthal symbolic capacity vanished with the dating of Spanish cave paintings to over 65,000 years ago, 20,000 years before Homo sapiens arrived in Europe. These weren't mere naturalistic depictions, but represented sophisticated symbolic systems requiring specialized training. The emergence of symbolic thinking marks a fundamental stage in human evolution, one shared with Neanderthals rather than unique to sapiens. Plato noted that philosophy begins with thaumazein, wonder mixed with anguish. This sensation arises when confronting something inexplicable that both fascinates and transcends us. The starry night sky still evokes this primal wonder shared across countless generations. This is where narrative, whether mythical, religious, philosophical, or scientific, comforts us by ordering chaotic events and giving meaning to existence. Though most humans throughout history faced extreme precariousness, our explanatory stories serve as protective shelters against existential dread. Culture and awareness of one's roots provide evolutionary advantages for survival in extreme conditions. Creation stories provide strength to endure desperate circumstances by placing individuals within a meaningful timeline extending from distant past into an imaginable future. Recent brain research reveals why artificial neural networks can't replicate human consciousness. They lack the essential ingredient of interaction with other human brains through language, embodiment, and emotional relationships. A human brain forms through relationships with caregivers and social groups, beginning with the maternal gaze that shapes a newborn's neural pathways. Imagination and narrative within social groups become powerful survival tools, condensing generational wisdom and allowing us to live a thousand lives. Science has inherited this power by combining experimental verification with increasingly bold visions to explore the hidden corners of matter and the universe. This unified vision of the world, originating from our distant past, remains our most suitable tool for facing future challenges. The scientific story of our origins helps us understand our deepest roots and find ideas to face the future, a cosmic narrative more astonishing than any myth, yet grounded in the observable reality of our extraordinary universe.